All right. Well, that's the last time we're, at least for a while. But I trust that we are all feeling grateful to be alive. Happy we're here, happy wherever we are. Gratitude fills us with happiness that allows us to appreciate whatever we're doing, wherever we're doing it. And it opens us to a greater awareness of all the gifts of life that are available to us every moment. And when we're feeling grateful and appreciative, we see them. Like this morning when I looked out the window at 5 a.m. and saw fireflies. And not being familiar with fireflies, I thought they got their dates and made it about 12 midnight and then, you know, went off to do whatever they do. And so just the few that were out there, I figured either couldn't decide on a relationship or they'd partied all night. But they were there when I looked outside, and then the sunrise was so beautiful this morning. Being grateful can even cause us to appreciate the summer weather, however it shows up. And for example, there's a young man at Kroger's, and he's been a cashier there for as long as I've been shopping at Kroger's. And he appears to have a severe physical challenge that makes it difficult for him to walk and even makes it difficult for him to grasp the grocery items as he's checking them through. But he doesn't seem to allow that to stop him from enjoying life. And so often when he's ringing up my groceries, he shares with me about a trip he's planning to take or one that he's already taken. One time he went to Hawaii. And or he's talking about some extravagant thing that he's planning to buy. And he seems to be in such joy. And so the other day when the weather was in the mid-90s and everything seemed to either, with the humidity, seemed to either be curling or frizzing or drooping. And the bagger was complaining about the heat. And so the cashier said, you know, we get just about 3 months of warm weather here in Michigan. Stop complaining and enjoy it. And I thought that was so beautiful. Gratitude brings out the best in every situation because gratitude brings out the best in us. That said, have you ever had an experience, an unwanted experience? And the first thought that came to mind was, why me? Or maybe it was, how on earth could this have happened? Or maybe it was even, this is so unfair. Abraham Hicks tells us there has never been an injustice anywhere in this physical time-space reality or anywhere else. The law of attraction does not promote injustice. It amplifies the vibration that is within you. Thoughts are things that vibrate everywhere in this physical time, space, reality, and everywhere else. Thoughts are impersonal until we make them our own by focusing on them. We could say that thoughts are up for grabs, and we get to choose which ones we'll grab and invite to vibrate within us. And so they'll do just that. Vibrate within us until we let them go. But while we focus on them, they emit vibrations within us that the law of attraction is amplifying and extending and bringing about. And the three-dimensional world forms and expressions and experiences in our life. We could say that a thought is like a cloud that passes by in a blue sky. Clouds come and clouds go, but they don't affect the sky behind them. And in the same way, our mind is like a clear blue sky. And thoughts come, and they would go if we'd let them. When we let a thought move on, no matter what that thought is, when we let it pass by us and pass through us without giving it our focused attention by analyzing it, it doesn't disturb our mind. Thoughts and thoughts and thoughts. Eckhart Tolle wrote, "If you can interrupt your inner dialogue for even a moment, you can experience the underlying stillness, the beauty and space that is always undisturbed." We are immersed in the creative energy of a universe that through the law of attraction moves into action for us. Anytime we think into it, whatever we think into it, and most of us think into it most of the time without interruption, forgetting or unconcerned that all of our thinking, affects our life because the law of attraction is amplifying our thoughts. Our thoughts make our life what it seems to be to us. And the idea that our thinking affects our life experience isn't anything new. It's not new thought. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor way back in the first century AD, wrote, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." Jesus, a century before that, said, "As you have believed, so it is done." And Emerson, more recently, wrote, "As a man thinketh," even if his thoughts stinketh, "so is he. And as a man chooseth, so is he." Ancient and contemporary spiritual wisdom tells us the same thing, that our thoughts become our life. There's nothing else going on. That's why it's such a good idea for us to decide to live consciously so that we can choose how we want to experience our life. When we invite certain thoughts to stay with us, they emit a vibration that causes something to happen wherever we are. They cause a movement within the invisible that brings forth eventually or even immediately some worldly experience that matches it. Not only in our personal life, but everywhere a vibration matches our own, no matter where it is. It's been said the universe is a continuous web. Touch it at any point, and the whole web quivers. It matters what we think. Peaceful thoughts bring peace into the moment we're thinking peacefully. And if we focus on them long enough, their vibration attracts peaceful people and peaceful situations into our experience. And it also, our vibration of peace also supports expressions of peace in the world. We help the world quiver with peace. And angry thoughts bring anger into the moment that we are thinking angry thoughts. If we focus on them long enough, their vibration attracts angry people and angry situations into our experience, and the vibration of our anger also supports expressions of anger all over the world. We help the world quiver in anger. There's really only two ways for us to live our life. One is to live consciously, aware of what we're thinking in the moment that we are thinking it, and aware of how we're feeling in that moment. In this way, we become aware of which thoughts feel good and which ones don't. And then we can consciously choose to focus on the ones that feel good. It's that simple, really. Or we can live unconsciously by paying no attention to what we're thinking or how we're feeling when we're thinking it, and abdicate our power to consciously choose how we experience our life. But either way, the focus of our mind is a powerful thing that calls into our experience through the law of attraction what we call our life. Science mind tells us as the universe is run by an infinite mind, so man's life is controlled by his thinking. Ignorance of this keeps him in bondage. Knowledge will free him. The old adage, you reap what you sow, is a metaphor for the law of creation or the law of attraction that amplifies the vibration within us. And it either keeps us a prisoner of old thoughts and repetitive experiences, or frees us to experience life today as we choose to. We don't need to go back in time to relive the past. If we're repeating the same thoughts today that we thought yesterday or years ago, those thoughts are keeping the vibration of our past alive in our mind right now. And the universe is listening right now. And that vibration is calling to us more and more of the same and holding us a prisoner of the past. We live in the vibration of creation. There's no getting away from our creative power. We're saturated within the creative flow of spirit. Thinking that some of our thoughts are private and don't go any farther than our head, and thinking that they don't vibrate and create. It's like thinking we could be immersed in the ocean and not get wet. How we live with and within the creative power of the universe is up to each of us. So the questions this morning begin with today's talk title. Are you a repeat offender? If we're not sure, well, the answer to why me is our life is what our thoughts make it. The answer to how on earth could this have happened is that the thoughts we're thinking are perpetuating what we're experiencing. And the antidote to feeling like a victim of unfairness is to remind ourselves that the law of attraction does not promote injustice, that it is amplifying the vibration that is within us. And that's all that's going on. We're free to use our power of choice to change the vibration of our thinking. Thoughts that feel good have a high, healthy, vibrant vibration. Thinking thoughts that feel good changes our life for the better. But changing our thinking for good requires desire, commitment, and consistency. I mean, how many times have we said, I am so done with that, whatever that is, not feeling healthy or happy or worthy or rich or free, only to pick up where we left off before making our I'm so done with that declaration with the very thoughts that have been causing whatever that is to persist in our life. We may pick up where we left off with thoughts of worry about our health that restrict the feeling of well-being within us that is the very basis of health and healing. Or we may go back to thinking about all those things that make us unhappy. Or we may get on with our negative self-talk that never fails to keep us from feeling undeserving of something better. Or we may go back to lack by giving our attention to what we don't have or what's missing in our life or how expensive things are. Or we may start counting all over again all those things we have to do that we don't want to do, all those obligations, all those things we feel it's our duty to do that keep us from being and feeling free. Even though the divine source of life is unlimited, unless we change our thought vibrations, our habitual thoughts will continue to set up a vibratory barrier between us and the life that we want to live. There is a big creative difference between wanting change and being changed. A momentary change in our thinking that feels good is a good start, but we're just out on probation until we become the change that changes our life. Our mind is the authority over our life. Nothing else is. Nothing changes unless we change our thinking and keep the change. First, by focusing on the feeling of joy or peace or satisfaction within us that we believe some physical change will bring about. And then, as we feel the prenatal joy and peace and satisfaction that we're creating with our inner focus, the vibration within us changes. And the law of attraction amplifies that change in new forms and expressions and experiences in our life. A Course in Miracles tells us there is no world apart from what you wish. And herein lies your ultimate release. Change but your mind on what you want to see, and all the world must change accordingly. The pure, positive energy of the source of all life is eternally ready every moment to enrich our life in every way when we are ready to allow it to. We hold the key that opens the prison that's been keeping us captive in sameness and repetitive thoughts. All we have to do is change but our minds and what we want to see. And we're free. Namaste. All righty. Okay. That's one you might want to listen to again. It's important. Yeah. For all of us. Okay. Well, speaking of what's important for all of us, gratitude is important for all of us, and this is the time when we get to say it loud and say it proud. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here, for being there, for finding us during the week. Thank you for all that you do to help the universe to quiver with love. Thank you for loving yourself enough to love this message and to support it. And if up until now you've been wondering how you could support it because you love it so much, or if you just heard it today and you fell in love with the Life Enrichment Center and you want to know how to keep it going, well, our treasurer, Dr. Jamie Phillips, is here to tell you how.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Well, today I'm choosing thoughts of abundance and prosperity for LEC.
Woo! Yeah.
So this particular week, the ways that you can give online are through Facebook, facebook.com/Life Enrichment Center, and just hit the donate button. Through our website, lacflint.com, hit the contribute button. Via PayPal, our email is 2512@gmail.com. Let me repeat that. lec2512@gmail.com. And we've been talking about getting a P.O. box here at the Life Enrichment Center, and our mailbox got taken out this past week, so don't send a check this week. But stay tuned, and we'll give you our new P.O. box number, or we'll put that mailbox back up, and we'll be able to do it that way. And if you're in the sanctuary, we're going to come through with a gratitude offering. Thank you. And we're going to listen to Nemo Patel and Daniel Namad singing Grateful. Thank you.